Oh, my offenses rank it smells to heaven. It hath the primal eldest curse upon it, a brother's murder. Pray can I not, though inclination be as sharp as will, my stronger guilt defeats my strong intent. And, like a man to double business bound, I stand in pause where I shall first begin, and both neglect. What if this cursed hand were thicker than itself with brother's blood? Is there not rain enough in the sweet heavens to wash it white as snow? Whereto serves mercy but to confront the visage of offense? And what's in prayer but this twofold force to be forestalled ere we come to fall, or pardoned being down? Then I'll look up. My fault is past. But, oh, what form of prayer can serve my turn? Forgive me my foul murder? That cannot be, since I am still possessed of those effects for which I did the murder, my crown, my known ambition, and my queen. May one be pardoned and retain the offense? In the corrupted currents of this world, offense's gilded hand may shove by justice, and oft 'tis seen the wicked prize itself buys out the law. But 'tis not so above. There is no shuffling. There, the action lies in his true nature, and we ourselves compelled even to the teeth and forehead of our faults to give an evidence. What then? What rests? Try what repentance can, what can it not? Yet what can it when one cannot repent? O wretched state, O bosom black as death, O limed soul that struggling to be free art more engaged, help, angels, make assay, bow, stubborn knees, and heart with strings of steel, be soft as the sinews of the newborn babe. All may be well.